And so I invite you to close your eyes. And for those who may find it difficult to meditate because of the chatter in the brain, let's direct this chatter, our focus, our attention, to the area of your heart within your body. And even if your thoughts may drift away, or you're thinking about what you might have for dinner tonight, all the things you have to do tomorrow, let the thoughts come back to the heart, back to that heart center, this area. If we focus on that heart area now, the more you focus on that heart, you have help, because all of us together now, focusing on our heart, we begin to become entrained with one another. We begin to synchronize with everyone else. And as we focus on the heart, just feel, sense, visualize every breath you are breathing in and out of your body is flowing in through your heart and flowing back out through your heart. So you are breathing in love and light and breathing out love and light. And in this way, you are sending a signal to your body to be in complete relaxation and to be in a very calm and tranquil, peaceful place. For this is the place that Kryon resides, within the center of love. And so now that we find ourselves also residing in this center of love, let us hear what Kryon has to share with us this evening.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Are you anxious about the future? This is the question, and it's one that we have posed before, but I want to develop a little more of why you might be. If you said, yes, I am. I'm anxious about everything, but especially what's going to happen next. Now, if you look at this from a 3D way, a common sense way, you might say, well, of course you're anxious. Look what's going on in the world right now. Look at the tragedies that are there, and the ones of war, of course. The ones of politics, the anxiety, all of that. It seems to be it's all in layers of concern, anxiety. What if I told you that none of those are creating your anxiety? Not really. Now, I am speaking mostly to old souls, the ones who would tune in to this kind of a broadcast and hear messages that are spiritual from the heart. But there's more than that. This has to do with almost everyone on the planet. There seems to be a heightened anxiety of just about everything. Where is this heading? Where is it going? I'm not comfortable. Again, I don't know what's next. I'm going to give you a premise yet again as to why these things might be the way they are. And the reason I'm doing this is so that you might be able to understand, to cognize a bigger picture, and then relax within it. There are those who will say, I've never relaxed, not with what's going on around me. I just can't relax. That is the point, is it not, of the Kryon work, is it not, that you might be able to have peace regarding everything that's you in a world that is seemingly going crazy. We have talked about this before, but perhaps not in this way. I want you to understand a larger picture, a much bigger picture. We gave a channel not too long ago about history repeating itself. Will history repeat itself? And the answers we gave at that time would reflect the prophecies of the ancients, would reflect what's going on right now, would reflect even that which is the spiritual teaching of the day, of the age. And that was always that something was going to happen that was different in the 2000s. If you look at the cosmology of the ancients, so many of them pointed to this place and said, this was a demarcation point for you, human being. It might be a big one in tragedy. It might be a big one in decision. It was up to you whether you were going to terminate yourselves with another world war, a big one, the final one. You all know what I mean. Or you weren't. Pretty simple. Back in 1987, there was truly a consciousness decision of the planet to move forward on a new track, you might say, and get out of the one that was circling and circling, history repeating itself. 2 years later, I arrived with my partner, and my message was clear. There would be no Armageddon. There would be no World War III. Even though humanity chooses what it's going to do and has free choice, the ball was rolling, you might say. The snowball was going down the hill. And the name of the snowball was Enlightened Humanity. This, by the way, has been the decisions that many civilizations on other worlds have also had to make. This is not simply yours. It's not a human experience. It's an enlightened experience that happens over time with certain kinds of pushes that spirit would give the human race in order to come to these decisions on where to go next. But isn't it interesting that they all talked about this time, right now? You are calling it, we are calling it, the shift. The shift of what? It's a shift of many things, but if you want to talk about the essence of the shift, it's you getting off of that train track, which was the history repeating itself. It never got any better, dear ones, because the consciousness of the planet remained the same. An old consciousness of repeated war. An old consciousness that life doesn't matter very much. An old consciousness of power and greed. An old consciousness that you can do whatever you want to, as long as you have money. All of those things I just mentioned are starting to move off of the peg of normality that they used to be on in the circle that you were in. Now I'm telling you, and did before, you have removed yourself from that circle, and you're on a new track. Now, this is a track you've never been on, and this is what I want to talk about because this is the biggest difference. So back to that which I was speaking of. These are your decisions, dear ones. This is nothing that God is doing to you or even for you. The human race as a whole is starting to move toward a lighter reality. And I mean, when you look at dark and light, a brighter, a more aware reality. A reality where humanity itself starts to make decisions that you can see. There would be those who already would argue and say, I don't like the decisions I'm seeing. Look at the wars we have. They're ugly. Dear ones, they're always ugly. There's no beautiful wars. They're always ugly. But again, I'll say you, what if this truly is the turning point? What if this is the last group of wars? What if this is a time when humanity says no more after these are done? What if there actually are some solutions that come about that you don't expect, especially the ones in the Middle East that have always been stuck in hate? What if there were some things coming you don't know about, and the current wars are going to make them happen? There are some fast tracks also that we have discussed coming to you to make this a little easier for you to go into, and this is the point, new territory. Follow a human being with me for a moment that gets up in the morning and does the same thing every day. There are varieties of the food and all, but breakfast happens. There is a habit of going a place perhaps or not, but it's a routine that happens. And when the human being goes into that routine, whether they have children or whether they work or not, whatever their routine, it's a comfortable thing for them to get in the car and go to the same store. It's a comfortable thing to get in any transportation and go to the same place to work. It's a comfortable thing to open the door and see the same group of friends. Turn the page. Person gets up in the morning, and the house looks different. Something's happened while they slept. They go to the garage to get in their car, or they go to their transportation system, and it's not the same one. What would you think to yourself? Would there be anxiety at that moment? Oh, yeah, you would. This would not be a pleasant experience for you. You'd be in what they call the twilight zone, wouldn't you? When things are different wherever you go and you don't know what to expect because there's no routine anymore, because the things have changed, the friends are not acting the way they used to, the reality of everything is slightly off. Welcome to the new track. That's the way it feels, dear ones. To so many of you, you get up in the morning and you think something is off. The routine may be the same, but it's almost like you're waiting for the expression, the other shoe to drop. That's an expression that means you don't know what's next, but you expect it not to be good. Now, this comes from the human nature that you've experienced in the old energy track of going in the circle. There was always something awful coming because history was repeating itself. Let me put a caveat on this that you didn't expect that we have also talked about in these channels. What if you proceed in that new future? That you're anxious about what you're going to find because you've never seen this future before. This track, it has no headlight on the train. You don't know where you're going. You've never been there before. You don't know what to expect. This is the energy of this new track you have taken that you've never seen before. You don't know what's there, and here you are. What if instead of trouble, you find something on the track and you stop and you say, this looks familiar, and then you realized it's something you put there. So you would remember where you were, so you'd turn left or right, and so you would know you'd been there before. I just told you this was a track that was new. You'd never been there. But what if you could push your energy onto that track into the future so that you would recognize it and actually have intuition to know what to do? This is part of that which we have called the ability for the human consciousness to push a reality in front of the train you're on so that you would recognize yourself. We have given the channels on how this is accomplished, what it means. These are part of new consciousness gifts that you have. It's part of the system of affirmations where you push into the future that which you expect. And it actually then changes the future. It doesn't change the future itself. It changes your reaction to it when you get there. You're going to make better decisions. I tell you this so that you will understand, even in this new track, which you have anxiety for, you have been there on it in some way. You have already pushed into it the affirmations of most benevolent outcomes. With your consciousness, you have given that which is anxiety a solution. Why don't you become a little more peaceful with this new track? Because this new track is the track of light. And on that track, many things are going to change in order to take a planet that has been filled with darkness into a lighter place. And there may be some difficulties to do that. There's the old ones, the old energy ones, the greedy ones to fight. They want the old energy to remain. They want you on that circle again. They don't have a chance. But they don't know that. They cannot look up into the light because they are filled with dark. That is their decision. That is who they are. There will always be some kind of an old guard that doesn't understand this new track and wants to take it back to the old one where war was profitable and controlling. And that's the difference, dear ones, a new paradigm of humanity, cultural change, and light that starts to appear that shows where the darkness really is and who is in it. This is the reason for the anxiety for so many of you right now. Be peaceful with the fact that you have planned this. You have put light on the track of the train. I want you to be peaceful, thinking about you being there already. Dear ones, this is the promise. This is why you're here, of what's going to happen next. Expect light. And so it is.